Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Seaburn moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Herzog scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. K. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hamlin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards first. Thornberry catches it and steps on first to double up Landis. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle bunts towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. Daly moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to third. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daly scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-2 in the game. GT hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Daly reaches second base with a double. Hamlin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Daly scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ray Moore now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Throneberry moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Ray Moore. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Trowbridge covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards third. Freese catches it and throws to first to double up Carey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.